We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting a brand new perek, Perek HaMafkid. Perek HaMafkid talks about a lot about Shomrim, about the Shvua of the Shomrim, and about the different Peturim of a Shomrim. We know there's four types of Shomrim. There's a Shomer Chinam, a Shomer Sachar, a Seicher, and a Shoyel. Shomer Chinam is someone who wants something for free, so he's Chayev to pay if he's negligent, if he's a Pesheh. But if it's something that's stolen from him, he's not chayev. But he has to make a shvua. He actually has to make three different shvuas. First of all, he wasn't negligent. Number two is that he is not shleich, but yeah, he did not use it. And number three, that's not bereshusa. He doesn't have it in his house. And then he makes these three shvuas, he's potter to pay for the thing that got lost. So that's a shem mechinam. Shem mesachar is chayev for pshia, chayev for gneva va'aveda, but he's potter on einsim. And the same thing, he has to make shvua by Ointzim, that he was Oinus, and he's part of. A Shoyal is Chayiv for Gnei Aveda, for Pshia obviously, and for Ointzim. He's part of a Mesa Machmas Malacha. If it dies while it's working, you borrowed it to work, you don't have to keep it in a cage. So there, if it's Mesa Machmas Malacha, you're part of. And that's the Lach of a Shoyal. And a Seicher is Machlaikis, it's like a Shem Mechinim or a Shem Mesacha. So let's see the Mishnah, and we'll talk about Shem Mechinim in our Mishnah. Hamafkid etzel chaveiroi, behema or kelim. Reuven gives Shimon a behema, or gives him kelim, gives him a watch to watch, gives it to him to watch. The nignavu, and it gets stolen. The behema gets stolen, the kelim gets stolen. Oisha avdu got lost. So, in such a case, really, Hashem Yechinim is potter. But this fellow did not want to go make a shvua. Shilein v'lirotz l'shava. He paid, and he didn't make a shvua. Sharei Omru Shem Echidim Nishba V'yaitze. Be'etzam Shem Echidim can swear, and he's potter. Now Rashi says, what didn't he want to swear? The first Rashi in the parak, he didn't want to say, Shvua Shem Mishloi Pashaba, V'shloi Shalach Ba'yad. Now, we're missing a Shvua. What happened in Shvua Shem Mishusai? So Masha points out from the Gemara later on, that even when you pay, and you say, I don't want to make a Shvua, you still have to make a Shvua, Shvua Shem Mishusai. You know why? Maybe he wants this Rolex watch, and he's going to pay for it. He wants it for himself. Therefore, we have to make a shvua shenem shusa anyway. So here the guy, Maisa paid for the, he could have parted himself with a shvua, but he paid for it. Now what happens? Nimsa ganav, the ganav was found, mashalim d'shtumei kefal. You have to pay kefal. And to who? We'll see in a second. Tavach amachav shalim. If a ganav is found, he pays kefal. Or if he shechted or sold it, he pays four or five times. Who gets this money? The Shomer gets the money. Why does Shomer get the money? Since he paid for it, he gets the money. We'll see the matter why, but since he paid for it, he gets now the kefal, all the dollar behay. What about Nishba v'loy rotz l'shalom? He swore he didn't pay, he patted himself with the shvua. Then, Nimtzai ganav, Masham shumer kefal. The ganav was found, he paid kefal, Tavach hamachar, Masham shumer mevach misho. L'mi mashalim ba'al pekadon. Who do you pay to? You pay to the owner, and not to the Shomer. And l'chayr, the second part of his mission is obvious. I'm saying, why shouldn't the owner get it? And here, the guy didn't pay for it. Like, why did you speak this out? So the Mefarshim asks his kasha, and I saw one teretz. They answer that the kefal, that maybe you wouldn't be chayiv kefal when you steal from a Shomer, only when you steal from the owner himself. The chiddush of the second half of the mission is that even though it was stolen from the Shomer, still you pay kefal to the owner, you still pay kefal, even though he didn't come and he got stolen from his house. But like upon him, our Mishnah, huh?
It could be that's why the Mishnah says Mishav Kodmes and not Labal Kodmes.
The Mishnah says the middle case. That's the middle case. There it goes to the Shomer.
Because when the Shomer pays, that's Kodmes Esli.
Right, that's what goes to him, yeah. That's why this posture is kefal. That's his posture, yeah. So the first part of Mishnah says that if the Shomer Chinam pays for it, who gets the kefal? The Shomer Chinam himself gets the kefal all dal behay. So tomorrow soon, at the end of this Amud, we'll discuss how that works. But we have to know a little bit how it works. The way it works is that the owner is makne the kefal to the Shomer if the Shomer is going to pay for the animal. Because by him, when he gives something to be watched, his main priority is to safeguard the Karen, the principal. That's what he wants to make sure he gets back. So he has a mind, if this guy's going to take full responsibility and pay me no matter what, I'll give him the kefal. That's the chazakah. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly how that works. But that's the chazakah, and that's why the kefal, when he pays for it, the kefal goes to the Shomer. But the Gemara's first question is, why do we have to have a case of kelim and a behemah? Lomulaylam is the behemoth, lomulaylam is the kalim. Why do you have to have a case of kalim and a behemoth? Mar says tricha. Because said at the beginning of Mishnah, hamafkid behemoth and kalim. Why do you have to have both cases? Lomulaylam is the behemoth, lomulaylam is the kalim. Mar says tricha. Ditana behemoth. If it just said behemoth, avamino, behemoth, the makle kvela, by behemoth, the balabas, the owner, is makna the kefil. Mishum nafash tircha, la'al v'lufka, ilmaisa, av, a karas, a toy for the shamer. It's very hard to take care of a hema. Bring it in, bring it out, feed it, take care of it, clean it. It's a big job. Al kalim, but a kalim, you just put into the safe. It's not a big deal. L'nafash tirchayu, eim aloi makna the kefil, makna the kefil. Beat on a kalim, if it just said kalim, av amina, kalim would come makna the kefil, by kalim, I makna the kefil, mishum l'nafash keflayo. It's usually not so much. Usually not so much. Behema is usually more expensive than kalim, generally. Behema, the chitava chamachar, I'm saying wrong pshat. Having of kalim is only kefil, there's no dal v'hei, it doesn't let him so much money. There, I don't care. Behema, the chitava chamachar, where by behema, where it's tava chamachar, there it's possible to reach dal v'hei, meshalim to stumi dal v'hei. There you pay dal v'hei. And then maybe there, eme lemakli le kvelo, tzricha. So tomorrow saying like this. If it just said behema, I would say there, I have a car type to makna the kalim. Asha ain't came by kalim. If it just said kalim, I would say kalim, it's only kafel, so that's why I give it to him. By behema, it's possible to reach the level of dal v'hei. There's a potential for that. And that's a lot of money. That maybe I won't give it to him. I don't give him the whole, I'm not makna him the whole kafel and dal v'hei, because it might reach dal v'hei, and therefore maybe there, I'm not makna it. Kamash lom, both are true. That by both behema and kalim, I am makna the kefil. When I give him over the animal, I'm makna the kefil. Now, when I'm makna this kefil, I can't be makna the kefil when he pays for it. That's too late already. It was already stolen. So it has to be that I'm makna him before that. The problem is, where is there a kinyan between the owner and the shomer, v'shas the gneva? So it has to be, when I give him over the behema, he makes a kinyan on the behema for the kefil later on. And the question is, it's a davar shloi baloilam. Maskev lo rami bachama, va'ino de makne davar shloi baloilam. How in the world are you makne the kefil to this shomer when I give him over the behema? Kefil something didn't come to this world yet. Va'fil rameir, the makne davar shloi baloilam. Rameir says that a person can makne davar shloi baloilam. What's an example of rameir? So we had this in the end of Baba Kama, we had this. We had this about Matzia. What's called Adam Makdash Oilam? We had it in the first end of the first parak, rather. We had Adam Makdash Oilam, according to Rameh, means that what? You give Kedushin to Isha Manas that you're going to become a ger, or I'm going to become a ger, or I'm going to become Meshukhra, or you become a Meshukhra, even though the Avadim. It works because Adam Makdash Shaloi Bal Oilam. Shalachairam. So he says that even Rameh holds Adam Makdash Oilam, Hani Mila, it's only by something like Kogain Paris Dekel David also. It's only if I sell you, I have a palm tree, I tell you, I'm selling you the dates that I'm growing this palm tree. There, David the Asu. There, it's going to come. It's normal for it to come. Avahacha. But here, by Kefa, how can Makdash Oilam, Miyemer the Migneva? First of all, who says it's going to be a Geneva? Does it be a Kefa at all? And even if it would be stolen, me aim with the mishtag ganav. Who said he's going to find the ganav to get the kefil? That's suffer number two. First of all, who said it's going to be stolen? If it's stolen, who said he's going to find the ganav? The even mishtag ganav, even find the ganav, who said he's going to have to pay kefil? Me aim with the mishalim. Don't moid the miftim. Elu moid. So here, it's who said it's going to happen? So what's the Gemara's kasha? Gemara's kasha is the what's found in our Mishnah that you can makna kefil. I it's makna something that did not come to this world yet. I get time going to go into our mayor who says you could be makna davar shloilam. Zok the Gemara, no, our mayor only says halacha by you sell a dekel, the payers on the dekel, where there's avida da asu. Because for sure going to come, it's supposed not for sure it's ruggle to come, it's usual to come. Mashiach Geneva is not usual to come. Freitz of the kasha, the obvious question: what's our mayor's halacha? It's by a case of a geirus, the shtacherer. Who said there the other is going to free him? That's avida da asu. What are you talking about? How's Avia Dasu? So the Tosfos Rosh asked this question. And the Tosfos Rosh says two terutzim. Tosfos Rosh says two terutzim. Here it's in the back of my Gemara, the Maishi brought for me over here in the Oiz of the Gemara. That there it says like this. He has his kasha, Lachar Tema, Zok Tosfos Rosh. Ha ikid ramei reat mekadesh shli lacha shtachar, v'hanach kulu lo Avia Dasu. Mamas bamba kasha. Two terutzim. One terutz, it says, is different. When the goof is in the world, when the thing itself is in the world, just it's mechusar tikkun, It's bechusar, like a shikhar, it's better. The person, by the kedusha, is in the world. He's just an eved, he's still an eved. Or he's still a guy. But the person's here in the world. That's better as the nidav yadasu. Mashainkin, a deka, l'peraisav, let's say, a date, is not in the world yet. Or kefal, is not in the world yet. There you need a yadasu. That's one teretz. Another teretz he gives, he says, the case the attack was that he heard from the master that he wants to free the guy. Or he's planning on coming again. And all those cases are taka cases where it was taka vidasu. That's the second teretz of the teretz rosh. Echanami. Those cases are vidasu. One more thing I want to speak out is that Tosis also points out that even though that when you have a, why don't you say I'm selling the behemoth for the kefal? The behemoth is in the world. And you find you could sell a dekel for the peris. They could sell a palm tree just to buy the peris. How that works. So Tosis points out, the middle of Tosis going, that only works also by Avida Da'asu. And the question is here, there's no Avida Da'asu, so how in the world does it work by kefal? And for the Gemara, Zok Gemara, 3 lines from the top, Lama Dalam Adalav. And for the Gemara, Marava, Nase Ka'oimer Loi, Likasha Tignav Vitirza, Vishlomeni, Ari Parasa Knudelach Ma'achshav. His answer is like this. That's not a Dovash Loi B'loilam. It's a Tanai. I'm giving you, I'm making a Tanai like this. If you land up paying for this animal, I am giving you the animal from today. I'll be makna you from today. So the animals in the world, just as a suffix, if you're going to actually get this animal. And if you pay for this animal when we find out that it's stolen, you pay for it. So then from today it belongs to you. And if it's from today it belongs to you, it turns out it was stolen from you. And therefore you get your kefal. Let's see Rashi inside. The second Rashi from the top. There's 3 lines on the top. Nasaka emuloi. Beshasha masraloi. When I gave it to you, it's like I said this. The Kimlu Rabbanon, the Rabbanon know, the Nichaluhu Lebailim Shiva Tuach Bekaren. The Bailim wants to be confident about the principle. I'm going to ask you, suffer kefal, osid, love it, shoshomer. I don't care, you get the kefal, the suffer kefal. I want to be confident. Very kamashaloi, it's like he gave it over, I'm going to ask him. Shem tignavi yishalim loi karen, if it gets stolen, you pay me karen. Shtei para knuya loi mashash shemashra. That the para will be yours from when I gave it over to you. Nim tzalim afreya, kishagona vaganev shoshomer, so belong to the shomer. The para kvar hoya ba'olam, the para was in the world. And that's the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara's Teretz, Makash on this, we'll clean out tomorrow, Shir Metzachem, Bak upon him. Right now, the reason why you get the Kefal is because I'm being Makna you, the Behema, Ma'achshav, because I'm happy that you're taking responsibility and paying for the principal.